The Argonautica Vault, Apollonia's Hidden Library, by Dr. Juan Carlos Rey. What is saved is not the whole, but what can still speak. Dedication. Te megineki iesika, ugh os evridike, ti apololia διαβλέμα και δισταγμών, αλλος μηδία σοφή και κρατέα, η μνήμην φέρει όπου η λύθη κρατεί, και φως ηλίου έχει εν χερσίνα σου καφίησιν. Εκείνη μεν σκιά εγένετο ο πίσω στραφή εισόδη, σι δε προπορεύει, γνώση και τόλμη, ου σωζωμένη αλλά σώζουσα. Καγώ ορφεύ, ουκέτη πλανόμενο ενάδου πύλε, αλλά συμπορευόμενο, ο δίν ουκ ει απώλιαν, αλλη διαμονήν αναπνέων. Σιγάρ ου μνήμη απολεσθήσα, αλλά φάρμακον και νόστο. To my wife, Jessica, not as Eurydice, lost through a backward glance and hesitation, but as Medea, wise and strong, who bears memory where forgetting rules and holds the light of the sun in hands that do not release it. She became a shade when the song turned back. You go before, with knowledge and courage, not one to be saved, but one who saves. And I, Orpheus, no longer wandering at the gates of Hades, but walking beside you, breathing song, not toward loss, but toward endurance. For you are not memory lost, but remedy and return. Author's note on method and scope. This book advances what may be called the Alexandria hypothesis, that Apollonius Rhodius composed the Argonautica not merely as a literary epic, but as a mnemonic artifact designed to preserve endangered forms of cultural knowledge in an age already conscious of loss. The poem is approached here as a living archive, one that encodes ritual practice, local mythography, genealogical memory, and esoteric tradition within narrative movement. Its purpose is not total recovery, but selective endurance. The method employed throughout is intentionally interdisciplinary. Philological analysis, history of religion, ritual theory, memory studies, and comparative mythology are treated not as competing approaches, but as mutually illuminating modes of inquiry. The Argonautica itself demands such hybridity, having been produced within the Library of Alexandria, an institution that collapsed disciplinary boundaries while simultaneously enforcing classificatory order. Speculative reconstruction is used with restraint, where lost texts, vanished rituals, or fragmentary traditions are invoked, they are presented as heuristic models rather than recovered facts. Absence is treated as historically meaningful, not as a gap to be prematurely filled. The disappearance of sources is understood as the result of cultural, political, and institutional pressures that shaped what survived and what did not. To acknowledge loss is therefore not a failure of scholarship, but a recognition of historical reality. Ritual language and magical practice are analyzed structurally rather than devotionally. The book does not seek to revive ancient belief systems or to adjudicate their truth claims. Instead, it examines how ritual logic functions within narrative, how efficacy is represented, and how embodied knowledge is transmitted when formal documentation is unstable or prohibited. The Argonautica is read neither as a purely aesthetic object nor as a transparent historical record. It is treated as a deliberately constructed vessel, one that conceals as much as it reveals. Moments of silence, narrative delay, and elusive density are interpreted as intentional strategies of preservation. Not all knowledge survives by being explained. Some survives by being carried. This study does not claim finality. Like the poem it examines, it operates under the assumption that total knowledge is neither possible nor desirable. Its aim is to trace patterns of survival, to identify the mechanisms by which memory resists erasure, and to honor the ethical complexity of preservation itself. What follows is offered in that spirit, as an act of careful listening to a text that already knew it was being written for a future shaped by fire. Note on terminology and usage. Certain terms recur throughout this book with specialized meanings that differ from casual or modern usage. They are stabilized here to ensure interpretive consistency. Mnemonic arc refers to a narrative or material structure designed to carry endangered knowledge through time by embedding it within forms capable of surviving cultural catastrophe. Living archive denotes a system of preservation that operates through enactment, repetition, and transformation rather than static storage, allowing knowledge to persist by adaptation. Ritual geography describes the organization of space according to sacred, cultic, or initiatory significance, rather than political boundaries or physical.